All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Friday afternoon. We've got a big show planned for you. And while we cannot solve the eternal question of could you punch a giraffe in the face, what we can do, we can talk about whether this is the last NCAA tournament you'll ever see. We can talk about the Red Wings being a complete grease fire, who to blame. And I think JJ may have a new address, and it might be in this division. We have got a lot of ground to cover today. Let's jump in. Rico, last night, are you okay? Last night.
I think you could take out a giraffe.
Last night, it's another complete WTF performance by the Wings, where even if you join the game, middle of the second period, late second period, and it's 2-1, and you go, okay, it doesn't matter what has happened before this point. Turn it on. Give me 25 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes of good hockey. You'll steal it from the fire. You'll be okay. And instead, none of that happened. Now, I am going to defer to Kenny and the hockey elite on a lot of this, because here's what I am not qualified to do. I am not ready at this point to get on the air yelling and screaming about firing Derek Lalonde. I might be after I play the audio for you. But all I know is when I see a team that is not playing hard, and when I see a team that goes through long stretches looking lifeless, when I see a team that has lost seven straight games and all of them are by two or more goals, they're getting their asses kicked. I do kind of point towards the coach as a part of this here now. But
because the coach should be the calming factor. The coach should be the person who says, okay, guys, we know how to do this. We know how to
all
win.
Right. So you ready for this? I want to play this audio for you. And I want to set Kenny up. Because I know once he opens the mic, it's over. We're all done. We're out of here. Kenny will take you to six.
Yeah, I was warned by Kenny.
Coming at 2:30. Don't mess with me today. Kevin Weeks in studio. So look, I want to play this audio for you because I'll tell you, you know how I feel. Bally is one step from the Kremlin. They're trying to sell you on the, hey, if I told you we were in this spot at the beginning of the year.com, you're pointing at me in a very judgmental way.
No.
What's wrong?
Not to derail.
Oh, no. What?
A little bit of breaking news.
Do you want the thing?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Juwan Howard has been fired.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Why'd they need to hire a firm to know he was a bum?
Yeah! It's a great Friday!
Sorry.
Boy, oh boy, how will Jalen Rose take the news after he was stooping form on TV all season? Okay, well, Jalen's gone. So back to what I was saying. I mean, there's no one else there to say. Here's what you should do. Go call Indiana State's head coach. Josh, what the hell's his last name? Bring him in. He's like Beeline Jr. He runs a five out. He's going to, I'm telling you, they're a ton of fun to watch.
They are.
He finds players. I'd call Josh, not Schwape. The hell is his name?
Shirts.
Josh Shirts. Give him a call. Do whatever you want. So here's what I want to do. I want to stick to the Wings. So Juwan's out. Unless you think there's a topic here.
No. I just
respect. No, yeah. I
didn't want to, before it went too far down the line, it just happened. Just wanted to let the people know.
All right.
Continue on.
He gone. So, Wings have lost 7 in a row. I gave you some of the stuff. Let me give you this Lalonde audio. And I want your response to this because I'll tell you, if I own the team, I'd be livid. You're fired. I will tell you that while I am not qualified to fire this man based on X's and O's, I can tell you if I own the team and I had just lost my 7th straight game and got dump trucked by the Coyotes again and I'm getting my ass kicked every night, do you know what I don't want to hear from the leader of my locker room? I don't want to hear the, what if I told you? Buddy, 7 games ago on February 28th on a Friday, we were sitting here and Kenny was attaching a car flag to his dinkus. Are you kidding me right now?
You don't want to hear that. Well, nobody picked us in the beginning, so you know we're right where we're supposed to be, right?
You're 10-2 in the NFL. You lose your last 5 games of the season. Ain't nobody trying to hear that,
right.
Kenny? That audio. You're the one. You are our hockey yeti. You have to tell me if I'm wrong. I would launch him out of a cannon if I own this team.
He said 8% at the beginning of the year. Was that the number he gave us?
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what we were after that 6-game winning streak? We were over a 60% chance of making the playoffs with an expectation to be the first wild card seed. So I don't want to hear about, oh, well, at the beginning of the season, people didn't respect us. People didn't like us. So what? You were talented enough to get to a spot that almost locked you into a playoff spot. And now you skid for 7 games and all of a sudden I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, nobody expected us to be this far. No, you lose one guy, you lose Dylan Larkin, and that means your season is over. I don't buy that either. This is absolutely a Derek Lalonde problem. And you can argue roster construction with Steve Yzerman. I'll allow you to do that if you like. But it's a Derek Lalonde issue right now. The team is not trying. The team, at least in the second and third period, the first period was okay. The second and third period against Arizona,
right,
a terrible hockey team, they came in here and they made you look like chumps in your own building. The second period was a disaster. The third period wasn't much better. Yeah, it's a Derek Lalonde problem.
All right,
I don't think I'm firing him yet, but at the end of the season, if this snowball keeps rolling downhill,
you don't make the playoffs.
Kenny, can I ask you a question?
I'm
not putting you. I'm not intentionally doing this. If you don't have the answer, don't feel bad. How many teams that are currently in the playoffs or striking distance have fired their coaches?
I believe I actually talked to Jeff Rieger about this earlier today. I believe that number is 6 or 7, something like that.
So 6 or 7 teams have aced out a head coach in season who are either currently in the playoffs or in striking distance.
Yes.
So why is firing Lalonde not on the table?
I know it's just an example. It's just one thing that happened one time. But I mean, look at 2019.
Who's your power play guy? Isn't it Bobby Booby or whatever his name is? It's not Buble. What the hell's his name? Bubner?
Yeah, Bugner, yeah.
Whatever. Bottom line, you have to do something.
So in 2019, the Blues, they were like last in the league. They fire their head coach midseason, win the Stanley Cup that year. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with the Red Wings. They're not as good as that team was. But if you want to do that, I'm not looking at you too far sideways.
I guess, if you do that, Kenny, question for you. Do you have the players that you could all of a sudden bounce back and become this team? Or will you just have the same results with a new coach?
It depends on what you mean this team. If you mean this
current roster.
This team to make the playoffs? Yeah, because you were in that spot before. You were winning at a consistent pace. You were outscoring teams. Now it doesn't look like... I can't remember the last time this team scored the first goal of a hockey game. I think you might have to go back over a month to do that.
Enrico, look, here's the other problem. And by the way, let me invite the hockey elite to the party. Because I want to run parallel paths here. Everyone takes blame when a team collapses this way. Coach, players, GM, you name it. But I want to know who harbors the most blame. And I'm not saying you must do X. I'm asking if it's an unreasonable thought to discuss Derek Lalonde. Because I will tell you, if I were an owner, it'd be a terrible idea. But if I were an owner, I would have heard that comment last night. He wouldn't have seen daylight. We would have been done. Because that's loser talk. Mm-hmm. That's loser talk. And you're the guy who leads my room. This team isn't fighting.
Yeah,
they're not trying.
Yeah, that sounds like a coach who's at that frustration level. Just like the players are frustrated. You saw the fight happening at the practice. He has no answers. That's where it gets dangerous because you are paid to be the guy with answers. Or if you don't, you fake it till you make it. But you don't come out there and say, well, you know, at the beginning of the year, you guys didn't think we were in good. No, you don't do that.
And by the way, I do find it alarming that after that fight that took place in practice, how it just basically looked like the team didn't respond at all. I was expecting a little bit more fireworks after that. Nah, not really. You got a halfway decent first period against a bad team. That's not good enough.
No, not when you haven't really played more than a handful of good periods in 7 games. I want to know from you guys. This is an all-time collapse. It really is. When you talk about it, it's you were in the playoffs and building a pretty substantial cushion. You have lost 7 straight games and been the hockey equivalent of blown out in a majority of them. Come on, man. And I want to ask a question, Rico. Here, I don't care. Let's both be Satan on a Friday, shall we?
Okay.
You're in a fashion hat that looks beautiful. Is the blue, you know, is this where Red Wing fan goes, the blooms off the rose with Yzerman? From here on out, we treat Stevie Y like a normal GM. From here on out, I got to let go of the fact I had the starting lineup and I had the Topps card and I had a Stevie jersey or a cartoon t-shirt. He's a normal GM. Like, is the bloom off the rose if they end up missing the playoffs here?
I think it is. I mean, it's all of a sudden where he's not Stevie who played. He's in a new job. He's doing a new thing. He's wearing the suits. You can't think about anything that he did in the past. But, yeah, think about it. Yeah, a few weeks ago we were talking about could they possibly overtake Toronto and get a better spot in the playoffs. And now, you know, okay, they lost this. Okay, well, you know, well, they were bound to lose. They were playing with Colorado, and they were playing tough Florida. Okay, you could accept those losses. But, yeah, Arizona twice at the crib there. Things not looking good. Las Vegas, yeah. I think at this point, Mike, you're correct that Stevie is he's fair game.
Yeah, you got to stop.
He's fair game.
This town's getting in a bad habit here of deifying GMs. We can like somebody. We could say they're doing a really nice job. Doesn't make them perfect. Like, I think Lion fans are getting very dangerous with this Brad Holmes stuff. Brad Holmes done a great job, but he ain't Jesus.
Don't go down that road.
No, I'm making it out. It's all of them. I have people call up and who want to blindly defend Scott Harris. Why? Steve Yzerman, we're in year 5. We're in a 7-game losing streak. This is one of the better collapses you will ever see. And I don't know what end is in sight. That same Buffalo team that kicked your ass just kicked the Islanders' ass. And guess what? They're doing what they did last year. Buffalo was damn near a mile out of the playoffs, and they ended up just missing it. They're doing the same thing now. What confidence do I have that Buffalo comes down and don't kick your ass again?
Yeah, I definitely think that Yzerman can be to blame. I've never been one to deify somebody, but I think that when you look at this, he's the man who put this all together, the Yzer plan. I thought, okay, when you brought in Patrick Kane, that was going to be that maybe that difference maker. For a while, they looked good because they didn't have the quote-unquote superstar, but you had the balanced scoring going on where you didn't know where the points were going to come, but they were going to come. Now, you got nothing. You got a coach out there talking about, well, you know, at the beginning of the year, you guys didn't really think we were going to do this anyway. Yeah, this is where Yzerman has the big family meeting. And what are we doing? What are we doing here? From the coach down, guys, we're still in this. We still have a chance to do this. But if you let this slip away, I think you do have to make some major changes in the offseason.
248-539-9797. We're going to cover a lot of ground today, but we got to start with the Red Wings. And I'm not doing any ha-has about the patch and stuff. We don't even need to go there. This is simple. Who harbors most of the blame? And Lalonde's audio, if I were a diehard, that would really irk me. That is the ultimate Kremlin messaging you will ever get. Well, if I told you at the beginning of the... Yeah, one problem. As Kenny G. Cott said, you were a 65% favorite to get in February 28th. You've lost 7 in a row and have gotten absolutely dump-trucked. Don't... Come on. Derek, don't... Stop. Yeah,
this isn't last year where you were in that playoff for 18 hours.
That's the equivalent. You tell a guy whose house just burned down, well, it could have been worse. Oh, thanks, bud, but my house still burnt down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'd love to know where you guys are at. Rico and I also had a side conversation. Very simply put, I mean, if this collapse ends up complete and they don't make the playoffs, the bloom's off the rose with Stevie, right? I don't have to hear Iser plan anymore, right? We can just treat him like a human, you know, who goes number one and number two, and it doesn't smell like Chanel. Yeah. Like, we can just talk, pants on the same way we do.
Yeah, or possibly, you know, put him on a hot seat and say, hey, you got to do better.
Well, I just don't know at what point, like, if you miss the playoffs in this catastrophe fashion, that you don't have pressure to make it next year and do something. I mean, you're 6 years in. At what point did the special hire just end up not being special? Oh, well, Harbaugh took seven. Different sport. He was still winning 80% of his games. Yeah. He couldn't beat OSU. And Howie ended up getting it done. I digress. David, anything to add, or can I go to the people?
Go to the people.
Okay, done deal. We go to TJ. He's going to lead off on a Friday. TJ, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Here Excellent. Go. Yeah. What's on your mind, brother?
I mean, I'm a diehard Wings fan. Last night, probably in the last 10 years, was the toughest game I've ever had to watch. There just doesn't seem to be any urgency, and it seems like no one on the team is willing to step up and be the guy when Larkin leaves the lineup. And to me, that's just – it screams red flag everywhere, and Lalonde's comments are even more horrific. Because all that does is make me feel like we have a coach who is so clueless to what's going on around him that he's not urgent with the players. And if this doesn't get figured out soon, someone needs to lose their job. And I do put some blame on Steve, because if you look at the deadline, you saw these teams like Buffalo picking up Bo and Byron. You saw these teams making moves to take themselves at least to a position where they could pick up those extra 7 or 8 points that you need to get in a playoff spot. We didn't make those moves. I think it was you or Kenny had said a few weeks ago, we needed a sandpaper guy, as he said. That's exactly it. Radko Gudas, someone from the trenches who can come out and put a physical presence onto the game for us. There's just no urgency with this group, and the season's in free fall. And to be honest, if they lose to Buffalo this next game, it really could just be packed up. So
what is your what's your opinion on what I said about Iserman? I mean, can is the bloom off the rose if they miss it? Like, is he just a GM
100%.
Now? Okay.
100%. I mean, the team needs to find a different direction. And I know Steve's a legend here. Everyone in the town loves him. But like you said, Mike, at what point are we not going to question these people's performance? I mean, it's a half a decade at this point. The guy has to come up with something. I mean, making the playoffs is the bare minimum, especially when you're going to call yourself a place hockey town that we all know what it is. But but this is ridiculous. I mean, at some point, someone needs to step up and have some urgency, because it just seems like ever since Larkin left the lineup, it's just been a deflated football.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on, but it's got to get figured out.
I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, TJ, you're not even getting to the third period of most, last night notwithstanding. You're not even getting to the third period of most of these games. I mean, they're down 2, 3, 4, 5, go, and you're like...
5-2, okay.
There's nothing to watch. There's nothing to do. Now, last night, you're in the thick of it, and you couldn't finish. I mean, they're out there, and you can see they're pressing where the simple is becoming difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but I think you heard that in the coaches as well, in Lalonde. It's pressing. It's desperate. It's no one really has an answer for why have we lost 7 games. I don't know. I don't think it's as simple as, well, you know, Larkin goes down. No, because you were losing before that happened. Why are you losing? No one knows, Mike. That's where the pressing's coming in.
Mitch, 97.1. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, guys. I'm not a Eisenman slappy, right? I love the guy, obviously, because of the past. But you keep saying it. He's not a player anymore, right? We can't look at him as he was a player. I think he put, you know, you get these veterans like Kane, you got Petrie, you got Comfort and Kopp and all these guys. Plus, you got a coach that you hired. Well, at one point, I don't think we were one player away from getting to the Stanley Cup final. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So the trade deadline, I don't see why we would go all in on it. Maybe if you guys wanted to win one round in the playoffs, sure. But I really think you got to look at...
Take blame. It's a matter of who deserves the most. And I'm not dying on any hill. I'm trying to figure it out as much as anybody.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, Mitch. I mean it. I want to figure it out. I am not in any way dying on any specific hill here. All I'm saying is I think we can bring Stevie down off the cross here and we can just talk. All right? He's not a deity. Mm-hmm. He's a GM who in year 5, after seemingly had turned a corner, is in the biggest collapse in the sport right now. And I don't know if it ends because Buffalo is humming. And if you put these efforts out on the ice, if this is really what you're going to do, they're going to bury you again. And I don't see Kenny objecting, so maybe I'm onto something here. 248-539-9797. Got a ton of people who want to talk about it. We're here for it. Frankly, we need a little break from the Lions. Hopefully a calm day there. Oh, by the way, Juwan Howard got fired.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 7 straight. They're not close. The effort is, at a minimum, you could say lacking. At a maximum, you could say on some nights they look like they don't want to be there. And then Derek Lalonde with a ridiculous remark last night about, well, you know, start of the season, nobody thought we'd make it. You can take that down the line. So I'd like to know where you're at, who bears the most blame. You know, hey, 6 playoff teams have fired their coach. You think Lalonde should be on the block? And are we ready to just start talking about Steve Yzerman as someone who puts his pants on the same way that we do? Not a deity, a human. And it's not good enough right now. So all of that's in play.
Or maybe his plan is just not working.
That's fine too. But my point is, it's been heresy to discuss that. Mm-hmm. I want to know if people can come to the table now and go, look, I love the man and I want him here, but this the Iser plan is off course.
Fair.
David.
Yeah, let me read this one. He's yelling at me. Everything is in caps except for his name and where he's from. So he's yelling.
Noted.
Nick from Farmington Hills says, Steve Yzerman should be on the hot seat. 5 years is long enough. Derek Lalonde should be fired, not getting the team together. This is the Red Wings, for God's sakes. 11 Stanley Cups, many playoffs. We say the Lions need to change their culture. Well, this culture is changing to losing, and it's sad. All right. The Wings were 2 points away from third in the division and a greater than 70% chance of playoffs before the collapse. But that doesn't absolve Stevie Y of constructing this putrid defense. That is from Curtis in Detroit.
And that's the thing. You did build a team now where the defensive core has been bad all year. Let's face it. The goaltending was not prioritized. You got very fortunate that Lyon stepped up and became someone that we didn't think he could be. The reality is this is his plan. So that depth that you signed, right? Like in the summer when hockeynistas would call up and make fun of me and they're like, well, what do you know about JT Compher? I'm like, I don't know. I know he ain't a superstar. I know he's a winning player. I understand you need depth, but I want sizzle. All of that depth you signed was supposed to help you never have a stretch like this. Professionals, guys that put on the helmet every night and go to work. Where is it? Go, I'm sorry, Kenny.
No, you're right about that. But the only thing I'll say to that is you were, like that texter said, you were that close to being third place in your division. You constructed a team capable of that. You have one injury, and then all of a sudden, it just disappears. I don't buy that's a Steve Yzerman problem. I buy that's a Derek Lalonde problem.
Okay, and that's why I've said, Kenny.
C-bot.
That is not what Kenny said.
No. And I also agree with you at the same time that you can take Steve Yzerman off the cross now. He's not a saint, you know? He's not infallible. He makes mistakes.
So we can just talk like
he's
humans.
A human being. He's a GM. Not everything he does is going to work.
So he's been
fire
not...
Steve Yzerman. That's not what I said either, David.
Oh, my God, Kenny.
Wow.
About to jump over this console and punch this, man. Fire Steve Yzerman.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Let's go to Ben, 97. Well, I'm sorry, Kenny, you understand how funny that is. It's absurd. Everyone knows you didn't say it. Go to Ben, 97.1. Hi, Benny.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Hey. How are you?
I could be better, but, you know, nothing a nicotine pouch can't help. But, you know.
Nothing a little Zins won't get you by with. I got you.
That's right. I agree with Kenny 100%. You know, like, I don't think this is a Steve Yzerman problem, you know, and I honestly, you know, to go to Rico's point, like, I don't think, you know, he thinks that his plan is working, which is why he signed all these guys in the offseason, and because he thinks that he's not getting it through the draft. But the Lalonde thing, I never call into the radio shows, guys, but, man, that Lalonde comment, which I didn't hear, and I listened to the postgame comments on YouTube from the Red Wings, that wasn't in there. And it's just, it's maddening. It's, you know, to see a team do so well through January and February and just do so poorly after we lose Larkin, which the other thing is this isn't even a one-off thing. This happened in December when Larkin went out after the Ottawa game. We did the exact same thing. We imploded. And it just doesn't make any sense. And the lackadaisical response from Lalonde is just, to me, it's unacceptable. And you just, you know, I gave the guy a chance for a long time, and I totally get it. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
And Ben, you know what's interesting, too? Everyone who knows Steve Yzerman knows this guy runs hot. He is the ultimate competitor. This is killing him. Can you imagine what his response to Lalonde's comment was? It's unfathomable.
No. I can't imagine that. Yeah, I mean, I imagine him sitting in the suite listening to that and just gritting his teeth. But, yeah, I just, you know, I'd like to see something. But, you know, one thing about Yzerman, like you guys are saying, like, taking him off the cross is, like, one thing that's frustrating to me is, you know, you're going through a stretch like this, which is the second time we've gone through this, where the defense is just absolutely collapsing. And it's like you got a star defensive player, young guy, who's already proven he can come up and play NHL minutes And, you know, how about you shake stuff up? And how about you, you know, healthy scratch some guys like Petrie or whoever and get some of this young blood in there. I mean, we got Albert Johansson, too. And Steve Yzerman's been singing his praises. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Unfortunately, the second we thought about bringing up Simon Edvinson, he actually just got injured. So I don't know how long-term it is, but yeah, no, that happened actually fairly recently. Otherwise, yeah, you'd be 100% right on that.
No, Ben's not wrong. Like, look, you know, I think something Kenny said, and I agreed with it then, and I think it bears repeating now. You don't get to pimp how good your system is if you can't draw upon it.
When you don't see the system.
It's just hard for people, and I admit, right, I'm not Don Cherry. I mean, I watch and I follow them, and if they get good, I'll watch a lot more. The reality is, no, I'm not going to claim to know the entire system. I have too many other things to pay attention to. The point is, you can't keep talking about how good it is if none of the guys ever play here. Like, if the system's as good as it is, it shouldn't be just about a Johansson or about an Evanson. It has to be about that it is assisting me in the dog days of the season. Let's face it. The only injury you have of note, yes, it's Dylan Larkin. And yes, maybe we've underrated Dylan Larkin for a long time. Maybe his importance is showing right now. But it doesn't account for why this team looks short on effort every night. Even an idiot like me can see that. It's lazy. It's not. There's no pace to it. There's no urgency to it.
No, it kind of looks like everybody is looking for somebody else to be that catalyst, to be the spark, to end the streak. And, you know, they're all just skating around like, okay, is it going to be you? Is it going to be you? Like, it's almost like it's just a rudderless ship. Like, they don't seem like they know how to win, but it's almost like they've forgotten how to win.
But we're also in the same problem, right? Like, we talk about it's a double-edged sword. So on one hand, hey, they got more guys in the league with 10 goals than anybody else. Right. You know what else they don't have? A 40-goal scorer. A 30-goal scorer.
Somebody who just steps up and says, all right, guys, right. I got this. Hop on my back.
And
DeBrincat,
DeBrincat is supposed to be that. And maybe he gets there by the end. But the point is, you need a couple of those. You need weapons. Because those 10-goal guys, that's not going to carry you. 248-539-9797. Dominic's up next. Dom, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You know, I'm a young fan. I'm only 21 years old, but I've been pretty passionate about this team this year, and I'm super frustrated. I think Malone's comments are really soft, and there's definitely an issue there. And I'm frustrated with a lot of guys on this team. I mean, you have several veterans that we signed, including Kane. Everybody knows what he's about. JT Compher won a cup with the Avs in 2022, and Daniel Sprong made a deep run with the Kraken in the playoffs last year. Like, this is a time when those guys need to start stepping up, and I'm not seeing it. I just don't think that there should be this bad of an explosion just from Larkin being gone. It looks like Lucas Raymond is the only one that wants to be there, and he's 21 years old. It's just ridiculous.
So if this crumble continues, if they don't make the playoffs, where are you at with the Iser plan?
I'm done with it. I mean, it's five freaking years, man. It's been long enough. You know, we're not seeing him do the things that he needs to do. Like you touched on, only two of his draft picks are playing, and I feel like we got guys in the minors that are ready to go. And obviously, Kenny just said that Evanson is hurt, which, you know, we can kind of scratch that off the table, but There's things that can be done here, and I feel like it's just not happening, and I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to make something happen. It's time.
No, and again, that Lalonde comment, I know it's emotional radio host blather. I don't want to anger any of you. The comment bothered me as a sports fan because I can apply my rage to any sport, baseball, football. It could be NCAA tournament. Hey, you started out 20-4. You've lost 8 of your last 9 and you're on the bubble. Well, no one believed in us at the start. Stop.
Good. I was agreeing with you. I think it angered me for the reason that it felt defeatist almost. It felt like, well, we made it this far. It was a good year, pack it. And I'm like, no, what are you talking about, man? We're still on the bubble.
Crazy. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll get to a football today. Juwan Howard got fired. You got thoughts on it? God bless. We'll have you on. Mr. David Hull, the most famous pastor in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, no, nowhere near that. Let's talk about some things that are non-free agency for a quick minute because some newsworthy things happen. First, Aaron Donald, he has announced his retirement after a great 10-year Hall of Fame career, multiple All-Pros, multiple Pro Bowls, Defensive Player of the Years. I mean, he's probably the greatest player in the 2014 draft, right, Detroit Yes. Lions?
Yeah, and again, he wasn't the same player. He was still good, but he Yeah. wasn't Aaron Donald. We also talked about last year there were rumors of retirement. He's made the money. He's won the Super Bowl. He's got his health. I have nothing to say on it. First Yeah. ballot, unanimous Hall of Famer, and thanks
Yeah.
for playing.
Yeah, because when you already start talking retirement, you've retired. Your heart's not in it anymore. That's how you get injured.
Yeah.
It was time for him to go. I thought last year was just a stretch, maybe a, okay, let's try to run it back. I owe it to you guys. But I think after last year ended, he knew, I don't want to do this anymore. The passion is gone. I have a Hall of Fame career. I want to end on a high note. I don't want to be one of those athletes that stick around and hang around 5 years too long.
Franco Harris, Seahawks.
Yes.
Please, okay. Please don't bring that up.
Oh, it's just fun. It's all.
Let's bring this up, though, because a trade happened today. A trade that you would normally see either days before the draft or on draft day. But the Vikings now have two first-round picks. They have traded their second-round pick, their sixth-round pick, and a second-round pick next year to receive the number 23rd overall pick from the Houston Texans. So they now have two first-round picks, number 11 and number 23.
Here's what it does, because I know what you're going to ask. It takes out of the equation having to give up next year's first-round pick. That's what this does. So 11 and 23 can move you inside the top five, because now reports are coming out. They are all in. They have two quarterbacks they want. One of them presumably is JJ. And I'm praying to God they call the Giants at six and help us.
You take those two picks?
Yeah. The Giants have so many needs. No, and again, I'm fine with JJ. But Rico, we've talked about it. I have nothing. My team is bereft of talent. I think Minnesota is going out and trying to get an elite QB.
They are. But David, when you told me this morning on our phone conversation, I'm still wondering, like, well, what did the Texans get out of this? I understand, because I thought, okay, well, who's the – I ask you, who was the player they threw in there? Well, there was no player. They just swapped out picks. It seems like the Texans got fleeced. And, Mike, you said, well, no, because the draft is really front-loaded and nothing on the back, that's one less year you have to pay somebody. Yeah. So it just seems – I don't get it.
Well, the Texans got paid to move back and got an extra second-round pick
for next year.
That's it. I mean, look, hey, man, I don't hate it. And for Minnesota, we said it.
Minnesota, it makes total sense.
Right. So, like, they needed the ammo to move up. Well, here it is. Go ahead, David. Sorry. Hello?
I'm sorry. Evan's giving me breaking news here.
Oh, guys, my bad.
Yeah. Josina Anderson is being told that the Eagles are working to trade for quarterback Kenny Pickett.
Why? What do you have to trade? A box of cookies or something?
I'll take anything.
Does somebody mow your lawn?
Give me the cookies, yes.
Why would Philly want Kenny Pickett?
I have no idea.
I think you get Radio Shack coupons.
Yeah, Joe Bucks. Hold on.
Radio and Blockbuster.
Right. David, I want to say this respectfully. I don't even know if that qualifies as breaking news.
He comes running in here. I'm thinking it was something else, but whatever.
Sorry.
Kenny Pickett goes to the Eagles, possibly. We'll see if it's right. It's Josina Anderson.
For what?
Nothing yet. He just
says I'm saying, what will he do at the Eagles?
Sit on the
end of the
bench.
Change the position?
Give sandwiches to Jalen Hurts.
Position change?
Oh, come on. I don't know.
Let's move on.
As the backup QB?
Just the peak of disrespect, Kenny.
Let's move here to the Bears. So a lot of things happening in the Lions division that Lions fans should pay attention to, because the Bears traded a fourth-round pick for Keenan Allen last night.
Yeah, that happened late last night.
Yeah, they approached him about a pay cut, just like they did Mac and Bosa, and he said no. And immediately the next day, they traded him to the Bears. The Bears are getting better. They just got to make a decision on the quarterback.
I have mixed emotions on this.
Okay.
One. On paper, the player who he is, you go, wow, him and DJ Moore, that's really nice.
They got bodies there.
Here's your issue. Man, is he old. And at some point, I know he's a rock of consistency. See, Lions fans, I talk this way about everybody's players. I get worried at this stage of his career. When he falls, he's going to fall off a cliff. So I don't – it's It's like a one-year move because I have no way of projecting anywhere into the future with him.
So he's going to go full Sean Alexander?
I don't.
Just go Hall of Famer to nothing.
Something for you, my childhood. It's called Rodney Hampton. From a Pro Bowler to a pumpkin, one training camp.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this next story, maybe this receiver is going to from a pumpkin to a Pro Bowler because the Chiefs brought in Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $7 million.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
How dare you? Let Andy cook. Don't you know what he's brought us? I don't like it either. Here's the deal. We love the Chiefs, and you love Pat Mahomes. They have not really been successful bringing in wide receivers. The Juju Smith-Schuster thing did not work. Kadarius Toney did not work. Sky Moore didn't work. You keep trying, but Hollywood Brown, here's your problem. Refuses to run block. Will not sacrifice his body. And he is a very, very, like, basic route runner. Now, you want to tell me they want him to just run nine routes and let Mahomes bomb it? Fine. I'm not going crazy over this signing. That's a Madden signing. That's not a real life thing.
I still think that they're probably going to take one of those Texas receivers with that final pick of the first round.
Ooh, A.D. Mitchell?
That's going to be their number one, and Hollywood ends up becoming their number two receiver.
Well, okay. All right. How about at number three? You show me Rashee Rice, someone else, Kelce, then Hollywood. Then you got me.
Okay.
So the Browns have made a hiring to their coaching staff.
Yes.
They have hired Mike Vrabel.
I like it.
He is going to be the coaching and personnel consultant for the Browns.
I'm good with it. Really good defensive mind. Powerful personality. Knows the entire AFC inside and out. If he gives you some guidance or some tip or some boost to a game plan, it's worth it.
And he knows Jim Schwartz well.
Right. So. All it costs is money. It doesn't matter. I'll never have a problem bringing a man who will be a head coach 2025.
Still trying to figure out what Pittsburgh got back in that trade.
Will you let it go?
It says pick swap, but it's not telling me what picks, where they are, year.
You know what? It's Kenny Pickett. Pick
seventh round pick swap in the year 2033.
So I want to know if you like this deal here.
Wow.
Because earlier in the week, the Texans traded for Joe Mixon. Well, they have decided to extend him.
Hate it.
3-year deal worth $27 million.
Don't like it at all. You have Damian Pierce. He took the job from Singletary. Then he lost it. You know, I don't know. Why not draft a back, pair him with Pierce, and move forward for $10? Instead, they're paying a running back $9 million a year, and he's at the end of his prime. I'm. You know my drill.
Don't pay running backs.
Damn, I guess you know what? It depends. Is this one of those deals where he gets a lot of guaranteed money up front? And if it, you know, we can bail on this contract in year two if this doesn't work out. If that's the case, I'm all right with that because it's just for show. See, it's not a real 3-year deal.
Well, I'm all right with it because they're not paying their quarterback yet. So you can spend the money elsewhere. If they want to do it on the running back, fine. They got.
You're hoping that Mixon comes in angry. Because he got left.
Very true.
He did all of this work for the Bengals, and the Bengals just said, thank you for, you know, doing those, you know, helping us out with your salary.
Thank you
and
for
the
being
contracts
a friend. Bye-bye.
And you really helped us out. You can leave now.
Great. So, Golden Girls reset. Good for you.
So, Kenny Pickett. Are you happy, David?
I told you that Russell was going to be the starter. That's all I have to say. I told you. It was no competing. He had the game.
That bar is not high.
You guys are obsessed with this story.
I will get his jersey now. Russell Wilson. Let's go. And that is In Football Today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.